climate solutions, ranging from home efficiency projects to large.
Okay, sounds good.
Welcome
Hi,
to,
people.
What's up? What's up? Welcome to the Clubhouse Radio, live from the Casca Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre of Casca Hudson. That song was Love Song by Rihanna. Stay tuned for great music, discussion, and more. We'll kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Joshua Solomon is reporting for the Times Union that Governor Kathy Hochul announced April 7th a deal had been reached on the state's $220 billion budget 1 week past deadline. The governor told reporters at the Capitol, and I quote, "The long-awaited day has arrived," end quote. This is her first budget negotiation since taking office in August. The spending plan is supported by federal post-pandemic aid and designed to help the state move beyond the two-year health crisis. With that in mind, Hochul said 15% of state funding will be kept in reserve, up from 4%. The governor said under the agreement reached, judges would have greater discretion to impose bail for gun charges that were previously subject to release, though additional details were not immediately available. She said a new ethics enforcement body, the Commission on Ethics and Lobbying in Government, will replace the embattled State Joint Commission on Public Ethics. The commission members will still be selected by elected officials, though the list of nominees will be vetted by a panel of law school deans. Good government groups have criticized that arrangement as insufficient to achieve genuine independence. Key items of the budget agreed to earlier in the day included allowing takeout cocktails and suspending the state gas tax. A suspension of the gas tax will go into effect from June to the end of the year. It would strike the state's sales and use tax on gas and allow local governments to suspend their share of the tax. The governor said the state will invest $32.8 billion in infrastructure over the next 5 years, a plan that represents a 40% increase over the previous five-year plan. The budget also includes an accelerated tax cut for middle-class families and small businesses, pay increases for health care workers, and tuition aid for part-time students. Read the full story in the Times Union. Heather Bellow is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. Great Barrington and Sheffield expect to be the first municipal police departments in Berkshire County, Massachusetts, to have body-worn cameras for all officers before the end of the year. Massachusetts State Police are already using them. The cameras are paid for by grants awarded by the Massachusetts Executive Office of Public Safety and Security, which is promoting use of body cams for police officers. The towns will have to contribute some funds for related costs. Police chiefs from both towns said a letter of support from their union was required for the funding. Both said it was their officers who pushed for the technology. Great Barrington Police Chief Paul Storty said, and I quote, "I think it's better for both the police and the public. It protects the public in case we do anything wrong and protects officers who are accused of doing something wrong," end quote. Both Sortie and Sheffield Police Chief Eric Munson III said it will also help them train new officers and review policies. The Sheffield Department cruisers have had dashboard cameras for about 8 years. Criminal justice reformers have encouraged the use of cameras as a way to increase accountability and transparency. The issue gained attention in the Berkshires last week after a Pittsfield police officer shot and killed a man who had a knife and had allegedly advanced on the officers, according to the Berkshire District Attorney's Office. The Pittsfield department currently does not have body cameras, and some in the community have called for their use. Read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. An underground industrial fire at the Lafarge Holcomb cement plant in Robina late April 3rd brought out more than a dozen agencies but resulted in no injuries. Both the Robina and Coyman's Fire Department responded to the call at the cement plant on Route 9W. According to a statement released by the Village of Robina Fire Department, and I quote, "It was determined that the industrial fire was located in a lengthy underground tunnel. Crews started the physically demanding task of reaching the fire and started extinguishing the fire," end quote. According to Lafarge plant officials, the fire started in equipment located in an underground tunnel. Officials said, and I quote, "The cause of the incident and the extent of the damage remain under review, and the plant continues to operate as normal," end quote. More than a dozen fire, rescue, and other agencies assisted at the scene. The Lafarge fire was the second that night, the call coming in 30 minutes after firefighters finished battling a residential structure fire in the village. Robina fire officials said, and I quote, "After all was said and done, there was a lot of sweat and sore muscles, followed by even more holes to clean up. But we are happy to state that there were no major injuries," end quote. Read the full story at The Upstarter. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, April 8th. Earlier this morning, the temperature ranges from 41 degrees in Durham to 47 in Hammertown. Soil temperature is around 45 degrees. A little lingering rain trails off by 8 a.m. A high of 60 happens at 4 p.m. Chances of light rain return this afternoon around 6 p.m. Overnight temperatures fall to 41 degrees and rain continues. Saturday, rain gets stronger with chances of thunder and a high of 55. Overnight, 34 degrees and dry conditions takes us into a Sunday with a dry morning, possibly moist afternoon, and a high of 50 degrees. Monday is looking dry with a high of 60. Pollen levels will be low today and for this weekend. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 2:21 a.m., high tide at 8:39 a.m., low tide again at 3:55 p.m., and high tide once again at 9:41 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 45 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:13 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:22 a.m. Looking way up, we see another coronal mass ejection swung wide, avoiding any major interactions with our planet yesterday. Mid-latitude coronal holes are releasing plasma streams due to arrive on Monday. Solar wind speed is currently 378 kilometers per second at 6.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, then fair below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 61. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo.
All right, so.
Femi, today, you know, I am your host, DJ Ricky, and I am here with
your sound engineer, DJ Sean Money.
And we got a couple guests up in the spot today.
All right.
First, we got one of the littles at the clubhouse. Her name is
Alana.
Hi. Okay. Right next to Alana, we got her little friend. Come introduce yourself.
Don't want to introduce her, though.
Never.
Don't want to introduce
Natalia.
Okay,
Natalia.
Okay.
Right on my left, we got, you know, the funniest female alive.
Type of clown.
Adriana.
Uh-huh. And then in the corner, just spectating for today, we got Gregory Harold Thomas.
Nah, that's crazy. The gov is crazy. That's crazy. Mad fleas. The gov is crazy.
All right. So, Femi, how y'all feeling today?
Okay.
Okay, that's it? You just feel okay. Like, you don't got no, like, upbeat vibe. You don't got nothing to plan to do, you feel me?
Word. So.
Oh, no. I'm having a sleepover. Really.
Look, I'm going to
tell you. Okay, okay. Y'all making a fort and all that?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I wish I was still that young.
Right? So young and innocent.
Facts.
Times hit different.
On today's show, we're going to have a series of little fun games to play. Pick it. Y'all gotta pick what we play first. We got Would You Rather. We got Two Truths and a Lie. And we got Never Have I Ever. So, which one y'all wanna play first? Would You Rather? All right.
Would You Rather?
Corona.
Bruh. All right, bro.
All right. So, who want to ask the first question?
Yeah, you ask first.
All right. This one is kind of like.
You going.
All right. Would you rather be stuck underwater for 5 minutes or be stuck in a burning house for 5 minutes?
Stuck in a burning house for 5 minutes.
Burning house, too.
Burning house. Yeah, we could all answer. We could all answer. There's more than, like, just, like, three of us here.
What do you think?
Hold on. I gotcha. Y'all see that mic? Well, look, yeah. Move that a little bit, because that's, like, the longest mic we got. All right. I gotcha. All right. So, talk real quick. Yeah.
I would be stuck in a burning house.
Burning house.
Valley, you? Yeah. Come on, talk. You got the mic. Nah, you got the mic. Greg, now go talk.
Go ahead.
Come on, you talk.
Would you rather be in a burning house for 5 minutes or underwater for 5 minutes?
Burning house.
Mike don't even work, Shahi.
No, I'm pretty sure.
DJ Sean Money.
Nah, you good. That might work. But
all right. Oh wait, I gotta go too. I'm gonna be different from y'all and say I'd rather be underwater. But look, y'all didn't even think about what I. Wow, you trying to violate. Say that. Say what you said again?
I said, can you hold your breath for 5 minutes?
Oh, I thought you said you could barely run for 5 minutes.
I'm not going to lie. I can't hold my breath for 5 minutes.
All right. But look, I didn't specify. Just because you underwater don't mean you don't got no life vest, no.
You take, right?
Not a life vest, but like no oxygen tank, you know. All right, but anyways. It was y'all choice. All right. Y'all all answered, right? Shahi?
Yeah.
All right. Next question. Right. Am I going to, like, we all going to ask one of the questions?
Yeah, you have one.
Would you rather sit in a bath full of lotion?
A bath full of lotion is type weird. I'm not gonna lie. A bath full of lotion
that
is crazy.
Mad weird.
Look,
that's
look,
random.
It's supposed to be random questions.
Oh yeah, yeah, go.
Off the dome.
I go.
Rather sit in a bath full of lotion, or sit in a bath full of Vaseline.
Lotion.
Okay. Wait, why? Why lotion?
I don't like the texture of Vaseline.
Okay.
Really?
Valid.
Lotion.
Lotion.
Natalia.
Lotion.
Okay.
I'm gonna say lotion or Vaseline. I'm gonna say lotion.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna say lotion too. Vaseline gonna feel OD weird. I'm not gonna hold you.
Okay. Would you rather be able to eat whatever you want but only drink water? Or be able to drink whatever you want, but only eat vegetables.
Only drink water.
Wait.
Because why would I only want to eat vegetables?
Only
drink water. Cause
drink water.
So you can only drink. Wait,
you,
so
look,
I need
look,
to
look,
say that
look,
again.
Look, all right. Would you rather only be able to drink? Would you rather be able to eat any food that you want to, but only be able to drink water, or be able to drink whatever you want to, but only eat vegetables?
Be able to drink water and only eat vegetables.
What?
Okay, look. The way I am, bro, I'm an athlete. I'm an athlete, right? So I'm always going to want to be healthy. So that sounds like the healthy option to me.
I mean, for some reason, I understand why people would want to drink anything they want. Because sometimes some foods just don't taste good with water. Like, you have to have it with some type of
right.
juice or soda.
But yeah. but then you got those people that are just used to water. Like, that's all they drink.
Nah, but look, waffles and water sound crazy, right?
Nah, right? OD, I'm not going to lie.
Waffles and bacon with some.
It's not really a would you rather, but is pancakes or waffles? Like, which one?
Pancakes.
Waffles.
What?
Okay, they're just like, pancakes. They don't get as soggy.
Exactly.
They don't get as soggy.
Bro, you're picking pancake. You're picking waffles over pancakes?
Yes, absolutely, any day.
What?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know if I could trust y'all people in this room. I'm not gonna lie. Look. No racial. Watermelon or chicken?
Chicken.
Do y'all think, right?
First of all, how you gonna ask a question on a common question? All right. I think. But, I think for me, I'd rather have chicken. Not
really?
Chicken over watermelon.
Okay, but, like, you gotta think about the fact that, like, watermelon, it's something you, like, normally only eat in the summer. Chicken is, like, just an overall, like, food.
Are you telling me, right?
Yeah, probably chicken.
Okay, so y'all all agree on chicken, basically? All
right. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got one.
Okay.
Would you rather find out that 5 years of your life has been a dream and they ain't been yours? Or find out the past 5 years you've been adopted?
He said, would you rather... Hold on. He said, would you rather find out that the last 5 years of your life were all a dream and it wasn't, like, real, right?
Yeah.
Or the last 5 years you've been adopted.
And your family hated you. They didn't want to tell you.
But the thing is, I've been with my family for more than the last 5 years. But I think, personally, I would rather realize that 5 years of my life was a dream because... If I'm adopted, that's just going to be sad. Like, I ain't going to mess with my family like that no more.
Really?
You're not going to see me at no cookouts. You're going to see me in my room with the lights off.
You're going to be
just sitting there.
You're going to be in moods.
Yep.
Nah. Right,
Adriano? Bro, Adriano, you listen to the question. All right, hold on. Technical difficulties. Hold on. Shahid, talk about life.
All right, so... It was basically, would you rather find out your past, the past 5 years, right, was a dream and none of it was real, or the past 5 years or however more years you've been with your family, or I'm gonna keep it like the past 5 years you with your family, they're adopted, like you're adopted.
Adopted, because a lot of shit happened in the last 5 years. A lot of growth.
You're right. That most definitely a fact.
And the growth, right? Like, why would I want it to all go away like that?
Nah, you most definitely right. What about you, Alana? So the last 5 years of your life was a dream.
Yeah.
Or you found out you're adopted.
Finding you're adopted is hard. So maybe like a dream.
All right.
Natalia, what you think?
Oh no, Natalia!
Finding out that I was adopted.
Really?
Wait. Bro, it's hard to take.
Nah, but why?
Yeah, but why though?
That's my question. That's just sad. You got a mic in your hand?
You got a mic? Right there.
You got a mic? Natalia, come on, speak.
I don't know why, bro.
You don't know why?
I don't know why. It's just,
okay, I can mess with it.
All right, I guess.
So, Alana, what did you choose?
I picked the dream one, because that's hard.
It would definitely be hard. What's some good ones? Okay, what's the next game you got? Host.
All right, bro. Relax.
I'm just asking, bro.
I got one.
Okay, Alana. Okay. What you got?
So, would you rather have no hands, or would you rather have no legs?
No hands or no legs. I'm gonna say no hands, because so, I could at least still walk.
Okay, wait. No hands? Like, am I gonna have like little nubs or like?
No, not for real. You're just not gonna have nubs, like.
So I'm just not gonna have no, because you said no hands. You didn't say no arms.
You can have stubs.
Okay, all right, bet. So could I have like prosthetics, like replacements?
She didn't go that much into depth. I think you can have prosthetics.
All right. Yeah. So I'm gonna say no hands.
Yeah, no hands for me too.
Would you rather be forced to eat fish for the rest of your life from now on to this point, or would you? or would you rather only eat eggs that aren't boiled? Would you rather only eat fish
for the rest of your life?
Right. Or you're only able to eat boiled eggs?
I'm gonna have to leave this one and no comment, because I hate fish and I hate hard boiled eggs. So I'm backing out right now. All right.
Probably. Well, she's scary.
Yeah, most definitely. Definitely scary.
What'd you think?
Me? I can go. All right. Only be able to eat boiled eggs or only
the fish
be able
for
to
the rest of your life?
Fish.
I mean, like, when I say fish, I mean, like, all types of fish, like sushi.
Then
fish.
Like all types of fish.
Jack and a crab is a type of fish.
No. A crab is not no type of fish, Gangy.
All right. I'm going to go with fish, because at least I can have different varieties with eggs. Ain't no changing the flavor of eggs unless you add crazy seasonings, and nobody got time for that.
Right?
I mean, I just rather have the variety over the...
One egg.
Although fish is definitely more expensive, though.
Most definitely.
Yeah, that can be really expensive.
All right, well, look, I got a good one. Right. Would you rather? Y'all all had crab at least once in your life, right?
Yeah. I don't think I had. Yeah.
Lucas hasn't, though.
Yeah, probably not. Oh, that's type fleas. We type forgot about little man.
He said he was just watching, so.
All right.
He hasn't, though.
But, yeah, Lucas is here with us too.
I don't think I have either.
He wasn't eating. All right,
so
don't need to put me into a glass.
Would you rather eat only crab for the next week, or only be able to eat one meal a day for 2 weeks? No, for 1 week. Would you rather be able to eat only crab for a week, or only be able to eat? Wait, no.
Yeah.
Only crab for 1 week, or only be able to eat one meal for a whole week. I mean, one meal can be any size portion, but you don't need to eat so much.
I'm gonna say crab.
Say crab.
Crab for a week.
I'm gonna say crab.
And you know? Only crab. All right. Natalia, you? Only crab. All right. But okay, Natalia. From here on out, I need to know: are you gonna be speaking on mic 4? Or are you gonna be speaking in that mic? Mic 3 or
bro,
mic 4?
No, he actually needs to know.
Mic 3 or mic 4? That mic off right now. But mic 3 or mic 4? Put up a number. 4, 3, 4, 3. Bad. She's gonna be speaking through her mic. Alright, so let's see. What are some? Well, you had other games in mind, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna save them for the second half, but
All right,
I got like a question or two left. All right, would you rather have to live your life with having to wear a mask for the rest of your life, or live the rest of your life with a severe cold? Only be able to wear a mask. You have to wear a mask everywhere you are for the rest of your life. So,
in your house?
Or live with a cold.
Like in your house?
Yes.
Or live with a cold for the rest of your life.
Okay, I'm not going to lie.
Bad cold, you sneezing, coughing, all that.
No comment.
You have to pick one.
I'm not picking one.
Pick one or get out.
No, I'm playing. No.
I cannot pick.
Okay, look. I'm going to think of it like this, right? So, I'm going to pick with a mask. The reason why I'm going to pick with a mask is think about it. Think of how much air and breath that you gain it. Like, think of how, like, that's better in your lungs.
Okay, but it's not like you're going to use it because you always have the mask on.
No, but the thing is, like, you know, like, when you exercise, you run. That mask is going to make you, like...
No.
You feel me? It's going to, like... No?
No.
I'm wearing a mask.
Because, like, when you wear a mask, like... Sometimes it's just, like... I don't know.
I'm going to be a mask fish. We all remember during Corona. I'm going to be a mask fish.
I just would not want to wear a mask the rest of my life. Like,
to be honest, I'd rather wear a mask because I had no problem wearing masks when they were a thing. Like, it was not a big deal.
You got to think about it, like, the rest of your life. In your house, anything you do, you sleep
everywhere
with a mask on. Like, that's crazy. I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah, sleep with a mask on is crazy.
What do you think, Natalia?
Live with a mask. Live with a mask. Why live with a mask?
I'm not trying to be sick for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I'm gonna
always ask you follow-up questions. So you already gotta be on your toes, Natalia. I'm always gonna ask you follow-up questions. You feel me?
Yeah, Natalia, you're just not on the level.
Oh, my fault. Nah, you good. You good. Talk.
Hold that mic.
Okay. We've been wearing a mask for like mad long now, since like pandemic and stuff. So.
All right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Alright, I got one last question before we hit that 6:30
news, you feel me?
Alright. Would you rather come to Casco Clubhouse every day?
Alright.
Monday through Sunday. Or go back to the community center?
Ooh, I ain't never been to community center.
Monday through Sunday. I think that's a question for more like
people. I think that's more for a question for y'all.
Me. Wait, have you both been to the community center? Like, no? Oh, never mind. Bad question. I thought I forgot. Like, hasn't been around since like 2018. But all right, let me rephrase. Would you rather only be able to see out of one eye, or only be able to breathe out of one nostril?
Oh,
through one eye. Breathing through one nostril is a pain.
Yeah, like.
You ever been?
I have to go through that whenever I got a stuffy nose. This is one nostril. Yeah, it's bad.
See with one eye.
I'm choosing the stuffy nostril.
Okay, so Alana, what'd you pick?
The one eye, cause like the nose thing, just bad. It feels like you have a cold.
Okay, so Natalia, what about you?
See with one eye.
Why see with one eye? I'm gonna ask you every time. Be prepared.
Cause it's easier.
All right.
To me personally, I'd rather breathe out of one nostril. because I love my vision. I got that 2020 vision. I'm one of very few people in my grade who still has 2020 vision.
So look, I can already see out of one eye. My left eye is garbage, so...
Might as well stay with it.
Kind of.
Alright.
Right.
But, what time is it?
Different.
As of right now, we got a minute until it hits 6:30, you feel me?
Right, so we going...
Oh, it's 6:30.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Alright, so, we gonna get right back with y'all after the 6:30 news break.
And we gonna see y'all until then.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Mahoney reports at Politico that several candidates have filed to be on the ballot in June for the Democrats' primary election for governor. Incumbent Kathy Hochul, New York City public advocate Jamani Williams, and Long Island Representative Tom Soese filed more than enough signatures. Paul Nichols said earlier this week that he planned to file enough but did not have the evidence April 7th. And Vladimir Joseph and Agham Mohamed Salah submitted petitions, but nowhere near the number of required signatures to get on the ballot. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo did not submit a petition. Republican Representative Lee Zeldin got his ballot spot with the party's endorsement at his party convention in March. Businessperson Harry Wilson and former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino both delivered more signatures than required. Former New York City first son Andrew Giuliani filed to run, though did not share signatures with the media on deadline day. Forest Hills resident Derek Gibson also submitted petitions. Election officials now need to verify those signatures. And you can read more about this story at Politico. Amelia Teasdale reports for the Columbia paper about the push and pull of solar energy options locally at a Kinderhook town meeting. Some folks want more solar energy panels in many places to save the planet from the current climate change, and others don't want to lose their viewshed or more farmland. At the April 4th Kinderhook board meeting, there was talk both of the community solar program the board agreed to join in February, and from one resident about how the town's proposed solar law would gobble up too much farmland. A representative from Neighborhood Sun, one of the two companies approved by the county for a community solar program, spoke at the meeting explaining how community solar allows residential and commercial electrical customers to subscribe to an off-site solar project. To sign up for the program, there is a link on the WGXC Newsroom webpage. Kinderhook resident Karen Watt also spoke at the meeting. She said, and I quote, "When solar companies choose prime farmland and non-viable or retired agricultural locations, this creates concern," end quote, asking the board to, and I quote, "carefully evaluate the location of these commercial facilities," end quote. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Mid-Hudson News reports that Bard College has been studying Kingston's air quality, and it could be better. Bard Assistant Professor of Environmental and Urban Studies and Director of the Center for Environment, Science, and Humanities said Bard's air monitor was installed on the roof of the Andy Murphy Neighborhood Center on Broadway just before the COVID-19 pandemic began. He said, and I quote, "There were observed reductions in air pollution during some parts of the COVID shutdown, but the reality is the cars are still going, and in a place like Kingston, we still needed to heat our homes with oil and gas heat, and we also have in Kingston a growing and concerning number of wood-burning establishments, both restaurants and in people's homes," end quote. In 2021, the American Lung Association gave Dutchess County's air quality a grade of D for high ozone days. High ozone days occur when pollution and weather create dangerously higher levels of ozone that can be harmful. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
And we're back. Yeah, hi. Oops.
We are back.
Hold on. Oh, we good, though. We good. We good. Peeps, we all here. We all good. Everybody good. Everybody say hi. Next person. Hi. Next person.
Hello.
Okay. Next person. Next person.
Use that mic.
Wagwan.
Oh, my God.
Yes. In case you guys didn't know, Greg is a Jamaican. Anyways. Just so you guys can click.
Yeah. I'm gonna check. All right. So now we're in our second half. You feel me?
We have two games. We have two lies. No,
two lies.
Two truths and one lie. Yeah. And never have I ever.
Never.
Which one? Right. Which one y'all want to do first?
I'm going.
Never have I ever.
Damn. All right. Shahi, what you feeling?
Never have I ever. I guess because it's majority vote.
Not gonna lie, I was trying to do the other one first.
But I don't even know what's happening.
All right, Greg, you know the rules, right? You heard us in here.
No cursing, no derogatory comments. Keep everything PG, especially since the littles are in the room. Thank you.
All right. Okay.
So, never have I ever. All right. Never have I ever stolen something and got away with it.
Never.
I have.
Wait, stolen something and got away with it?
Yes.
I have.
Natalia? She has.
Hold on, what I'm gonna do so y'all can... Wait, where mic for? Who got mic for? Okay, so y'all got mic for...
I have.
Got you.
I have.
All right.
I have.
All right.
I have never.
Really?
Nah, instead of saying...
Bro! Have you ever stolen anything?
Yeah. And gotten caught away with it.
I've never stolen anything.
What?
Okay. Nah.
I have not.
Okay. Lula, next one. Never have I ever taken something from my parent and got in trouble.
I have.
I plead the fifth.
I have.
Greg.
Never.
So what I think we're gonna do on the smart thing is, look, Mike 4, the one with the blue card, y'all 4 could use, y'all feel me? And then Mike 3, Alana could use.
Yeah.
So that way, because Alana already talked quiet as it is, and the way the mic is, no, I'm not being rude, it's just the way the mic is, it's hard to hear you, feel me?
I know.
All right. Adriana, you got one? Wait, let Adriana get the... Yeah. You gotta talk into the mic. They can barely hear you.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be too loud.
Nah, you good. You good. I got it.
Okay. This one's actually Gregory.
Being Gregory. So I hope it's appropriate, Gregory.
Yeah, it's appropriate. I couldn't think of one. So it's never have I ever fallen in love.
Ooh.
I have, and I was heartbroken after.
Yeah,
I fell
yeah,
out of love.
I have fell out of love.
I have not.
Honestly, not really.
Greg, you never fell in love, Genki?
Barely.
Ooh.
Never.
Adrian, Alana, you?
Never. Yeah, no, never.
That makes sense.
Hold on. So you're telling me I'm the only one who has ever fell in love?
No.
Me and you?
Yeah, me and you. But we both got type got heartbroken.
Yeah, rookies. No.
Yeah, we both type got heartbroken. I'm good now, but you feel me? Let's see. Ooh, Greg, you got any?
Huh? Oh yeah. Never. Never have I ever gotten beat.
Ooh.
I don't think we should answer that question. Child service protection might come for me.
Hold on.
Not that one.
No. Let me change that around. Never have I ever gotten beat for something I've done very bad, but not a bad beating.
No, Greg, we're not answering
that. No, we're not answering that.
We're not answering that,
bro. Not answering
no.
That, bro.
No, that's just that's like
gotta do another federal. One, bro. Gotta do another one.
I think my company MHA might have to report that one.
Yeah, most deaf.
But I never have I ever gotten beaten in a athletic sport event.
I have.
I have.
One time I was wrestling and he tried to slam me, right? So I moved down. I'm thinking,
we don't need your whole life story. We just want to know if you have.
I have. I have.
I have.
Wait, what's the question? How you ask a question you don't know?
Have you ever gotten beat in an athletic sport?
Yes.
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 But Shahi, I don't want to ever hear you talking because Casco beat Hudson in basketball every year.
That's not. So, whoa. First off,
the last 2 years.
First off, you're tripping. Varsity is way better than Mod. I'm just saying that now. Mod has Varsity has basically won every time. Saying that right now.
Okay, so I got one. Yeah. I got a question. Yeah. So, never have I ever tried out for something, say like a sport, and got rejected.
I have.
Never in my life.
I have.
Never.
I have never.
I have.
Never.
You suck.
No. Never. Wow, that's messed up.
Wait, what sport?
Never.
Natalia, you?
Never.
All right, Adrian. Alana, you? Alana, you?
Never.
Wait, what you have? What sport?
I have.
What sport?
I was gonna say.
Just say.
What? Nah. Tell us.
It was my first year of basketball. I got rejected.
Damn, that's hard.
All right. Oh my God.
Next question. Never have I ever cheated on a test and got caught by the teacher. I have, and I've never got caught cheating on a test.
Never got caught cheating on the test.
I never, but I've never even cheated on a test.
I'm too smart.
What?
I'm too smart.
I mean, I cheated, but you don't talk about. I never got caught.
I have never cheated on a test. I'm smart like that.
Nah, I ain't.
I've cheated on a test, but I never
I ain't cheating on the test. I ain't cheating.
You got a zero?
So, what we gonna do right now? Let it chill out. You feel me? We gonna let this song play out. Freaky Deaky by Doja Cat. Feel me? So we gonna get into this. We gonna catch you in a little bit.
Take a shot, we intoxicated. Taste so sweet, like the rapper, baby. She never was a freak, and she said, you made me. Forever, forever, ever, juicy baby.
I'm finished.
Let's go out.
Light bulbs delivered in.
We're back. We're back. Hi. Hi. Hi, everybody. So, how Hello. Y'all doing today?
Hello.
It's me.
No, that's crazy.
What?
DJ Ricky.
Ricky. Hi, DJ Ricky. It's your yeah. boy, DJ Sean Money. You feel me? Your sound engineer. And we are back once again with our guest.
Alana.
And.
Adriana.
And.
Lucas.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
Okay, Natalia, I guess nobody else.
Well, no. Gregory's over there. He's just not paying attention.
Yeah, he don't care for us too much right now. I don't know. I think
and
we
Natalia
made him
gone. She left.
Natalia
yeah, she left. She don't like us anymore.
She wasn't messing with us, I guess.
But we have one last game.
Okay.
This game is two truths and a lie.
Two truths and a lie.
All right. So I'm gonna go first. And I feel like I'm gonna get y'all.
All right.
My first one. I went on vacation to Florida. Okay. Another one. I am 6'2". Okay. Another one. I was born at 11:12 a.m.
You.
Which one? Yeah.
You.
Well, y'all can all
wait,
guess.
So it's, and I'm gonna tell it's you two truths and a lie. So one of them is a lie. And I'm going to say the lie is that you went on. No. You.
I'm going to say the one.
Can you stand up really quick?
The Florida one.
Can you stand up?
It's the Florida one.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Genghi is definitely 6'2".
I'm going to say that the lie is that you went to Florida.
Florida. Natalia's back. You want to answer it? Dang. Yo, chill. Calm down.
You good?
Chill.
So all of you are saying that the lie is that I went to Florida.
Actually, no. I think I'm going to change my answer. I think I'm going to say that it's that you're 6'2".
No. I'm going to still keep the Florida one.
Same.
Still keeping Florida.
The lie was that I'm 6'2".
What? Yes! What? I got it.
Bro, I thought you were 6'2".
Okay, so no, he told me in the beginning.
What are you?
Okay, wow. So he was 6'1".
Bro, it's so off by one. I definitely chose that he was 6'2", was because of the fact that I knew he would have lied about that. Like, I knew he would have added, like, an extra inch to his height. I feel like he definitely would have tried to add an extra inch.
Yeah.
Or something like that just
That's
to try to
crazy.
Trick us.
That's crazy. No, I'm not going to lie. I was going to change it last second and say that he was like born at like 11:59. I was going to change it. If I wouldn't have changed it, it would have been bad. I would have been tight. I would have been tight, bro. So what we also got now is Gangsta Paradise. Bro, yeah, we still playing, but I can play a play
I'm
under.
I'm just letting everybody know that I chose this song. I'm just letting y'all know that.
God,
I'm just letting
of
y'all know
course.
That.
Oh, okay.
No shout out for Adriana. She...
No shout out.
Don't even let him talk because I definitely chose this. Thank you guys very much. Have a great one.
Fine. Pick this song. There you go. Are you happy? Are you happy now?
It's okay.
Are you happy
it's
now?
Right.
Sorry. I shouldn't have gave you no credit.
But you did.
My lovely.
Who's next? Do you want me to go again? Because I can go again and give y'all another.
Actually, look, I got one. Okay.
Look.
My favorite color is green. No. My favorite color is orange.
I already know the lie.
I love Jordan 1s. Actually, I'm awful. I hate Jordan 1s.
There's two truths in a lie. Not two lies, but two. Both of those are lies.
And I don't have a pinky foot. A pinky toe.
Bro, you just said three lies.
No, I didn't.
Because your favorite color is green. You do have a pinky. What was the last thing you said?
I don't have a pinky toe.
You don't have
that's
one.
That's a lie.
The truth was that I like green.
It's two truths and a
lie. Why are you telling
lie?
Us before everybody?
Oh, it's two truths and a lie.
Wow.
Not
oh.
two lies and a truth.
Wow. Oh, my fault. That's my fault.
That's crazy. All right.
And you do not hate Jordan 1.
You didn't even let anybody answer.
He already said it. So
he literally just lied.
No,
he had three lies and zero truths.
No, I know.
What's up with him?
Like, okay, so redo it.
All right.
Redo
so,
it. Actually,
two truths and a lie. All right.
Two truths and one lie. This
I have 5 siblings. My favorite color is green. And my second favorite color is black.
Yeah, I'm saying that your second favorite color is black.
Can you re-say them?
I have 5 siblings.
Okay.
My favorite color is green.
Okay.
And my other favorite color is black.
I'm saying that your favorite color is, your second favorite color is black, is a lie.
I'm going to say that it's the 5. I'm just going to say it's the 5 siblings.
Okay.
Your favorite color is black. And I'm probably so wrong right now.
Probably the favorite color is black.
Your other favorite color is black.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, I want to. Yeah, the favorite color is black.
Dang.
Sensation.
Dang.
I know for a fact that's a lie because his second favorite color is blue.
Not gonna lie. All y'all got it wrong with Adriana.
Oh, shit.
Your second favorite color is not black. You're lying. Oh,
I promise you.
No, why
I
are you trying to, why are you trying to take my win?
I promise you.
First of all, Adriana,
my two favorite Adriana. Colors.
No, I definitely just.
My
I just
favorite
got
colors.
That. I just got
Cat
that.
Talk? Cat
no.
talk?
No.
That's so mean. Look, my favorite colors.
You tried to take my
look,
win.
I'm going to tell y'all all my favorite colors.
No, we do not want to care about all that.
Wow.
I'm not gonna lie.
No, tell your favorite colors.
I love all. Look.
I love all greens.
Okay.
I love black.
That's nice.
That's it.
Okay.
And I like a little bit of blue.
Okay, can I go?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Two truths and a lie. Go ahead.
Two right. truths.
So it's gonna take me. Okay, so
I'm gonna know this immediately.
All right,
because no. you're okay. a fiend.
That's no. crazy. All right. Okay. So my it's two truths and a lie. Okay.
Yeah.
So my favorite color is emerald green.
That's a good color. I'm not gonna lie.
One of my favorite books is They Both Die in the End, and I'm trying to think of something. So I'm gonna say. When I was younger, I slipped and fell, and I fractured my foot roller skating.
I know this. No, Greg.
I'm
fight me and
Greg. You?
I know this one just as much as he does. I promise you.
It was the last one. That was a lie.
Yeah, it was the last one. It was the last
Dang!
One.
Dang!
Last one.
All right, I'm going to go.
He never has ever have a broke eye.
The
I'm
last
gonna
one.
Go, I'm going to go with y'all. I'm going to say
roller
the last
skating.
One. I'm going to say the last one.
Okay, so the lie was the last one because it wasn't roller skating; it was ice skating, and it was actually I think it was
oh,
either
so you
sprained.
Do skate though. You do skate though.
Oh no, God
she
no!
Didn't fracture
I was younger. Okay. It was like a sprain or fracture or something like that. And
so
I,
you used to skate.
No, it was like a fun thing me and my parents went to go do.
You used to do it.
Yeah, so but it wasn't like a daily thing that I went to go do. Like it was like a one time thing, like a family type of trip thingy.
All right.
So
all right.
I got one.
Okay,
go ahead,
oh wait, but before you go, sorry. Shout out to that They Both Die in the End book, like dead ass shit.
You for real?
I'm
you
serious.
Real?
No, it's a good book. I'm oh so God. Serious. Get
don't
it.
Care.
I'm dead
don't
serious.
Care.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys
Alana,
showing on a book.
Alana, go. All right. Go.
Go ahead, Alana. Sorry. Two truths and one lie.
I broke my foot 3 times. My favorite color's pink, and I have spot. 5 siblings.
I'm gonna go with the last one. You like
I'm gonna
were
go
with
very, the last one.
Yeah, because you kind of like it sounded like you didn't know how many siblings you had. I'm gonna go with the last one.
All right, I'm gonna go with the first one.
I'm gonna go with the last one.
Actually, never mind. Your favorite color is not pink. Never
I'm
mind.
I'm gonna go with the first one. That you broke your
the
foot.
The first
three times.
One.
He knows because they're siblings. So
you got 5 siblings.
You have 5 siblings.
I'm going with the pink. I'm going with the pink.
Okay, which one?
Is the pink.
Oh my
what?
God. Yo.
What?
I'm so good, bro.
What?
We have. You did
not bring what?
No. More than 3.
What?
Ah, look at you.
Told 2 he, lies.
He
that's
told
2
lies. Cheating.
I low key still got it right, though.
That's crazy. All right. It's good. It's all good. Yo.
No need to argue.
Okay.
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 Hold on, my foot.
All right.
Calm down.
Relax,
please.
All right. Let me do the final one. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Lucas, you
want to do
one?
All right. My second last name is Haley.
You have two last names? I ain't noticed.
Look, my second last name is Haley. My middle name...
Y'all don't have to laugh at me like that. You guys do not have to laugh at me like that.
I got cut from the basketball team in ninth grade.
That is tough.
That's really tough, bro.
And
that's tough.
And I am passing English by 0 points right now.
I'm not surprised that you're not passing English. I'm gonna say that's a truth.
I'm gonna say that the lie is you got cut from the basketball team in ninth grade.
Okay, so I'm gonna say.
Actually, wait. Yeah, I know that's a lie.
What was the
I
first
know
one?
That's a lie.
What was the first one? What was the first one? What was the first one?
First one was.
You don't know? Oh my god.
Oh wait, no. I think the first one was my second last name is Haley.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the truth. Y'all don't gotta laugh at him like that.
I definitely
remember him saying
my
Lincoln
second
Dixon
last name
Haley.
Is Haley.
Like I hear that all the time.
My second last name is Haley. I got cut from the basketball team in ninth grade.
No, he got cut. I'm gonna say it's English.
And I'm passing English by 0 points, meaning I have a 65 in English. I am passing by 0 points.
It's English.
I'm gonna say the lie is that you got cut from the basketball team.
Okay.
English.
Okay.
Don't say that it's because he got cut, because I'm pretty sure he did get cut. Like, he got cut.
I don't remember. No.
Ninth grade?
Oh my god, he did.
Wait, so what is it?
So the third one?
Y'all ready?
No.
Yes.
The lie was that I got cut from the back.
Look, see?
You're a
look
liar.
At y'all. Look
you're
at y'all.
A liar.
Look
you're
at
a liar.
Y'all. Look at y'all. I won.
Look, Greg thinks because, look, I got cut from the basketball team in seventh grade because of my grades. Remember when I got in trouble that one time because of Miss Daly because you were making faces and stuff? Yeah.
Oh.
Seventh grade. Ninth grade, all right. I got injured.
Wait. So sadly, our little's got to go. They got to dip.
Oh,
it was
no.
fun having y'all on this show. We loved it. Hopefully, I could be on the show another time.
Yeah, this was fun.
To be honest, it is around that time anyways, right?
Yeah. Well, it was good doing
this. Wait. We got to do shout-outs.
What you mean?
Yeah, shout-out. Oh.
Shout-out.
Okay.
Shout-outs in, so shout-out.
Shout-out GD Feeb for listening.
Back. Shout-out Adriana, Greg, all the littles. DJ Shaw, Money, my right hand.
Thank you.
And you know, me, DJ Ricky, as always, best host there is.
Well, it was nice doing this with y'all. Hopefully, we can do it again. I can be back on again.
Hopefully.
Okay, shout out Waveform and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Shout out Clubhouse for giving us this awesome space to do this radio show every Friday. Shout out DJ Phoebs. He wasn't really active in today's show, but he's always there to help us out. And shout out to all the listeners. We appreciate you, and we could not be as successful as we are without you guys here.
And I know it's last minute, but all views and expressions are advised with our opinion and not these. And
all views expressed on Clubhouse are our truth and may may or may not represent the opinions of the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene County.
Yeah.
There you go.
So now we're gonna dip because you know this show was type rushed. I apologize. We could have done way better. Now we're going to listen to Crazy Story, King Von, and we out. You feel me? Deuces.
Peace out.
Drop on his flex again. This beat from Tennessee. I had a thought she be with this shit. She told me where he be. I say for sure, baby. Let me know if you wanna eat. She like Vaughn. You already know. Just put your girl on fleek. I'm like cool. I can do that boo. What you want? Some shoes? Jimmy Choo with a handbag too. Red or baby blue. She get the smile. She ain't used to this, cause she ain't used to shit. I'm just laughing. Could have been a pimp the way I move my lip. I be speeding. Could have been a driver the way I push the whip. You a what would have been a which way you throw a. Get up that, right back to the script, cause this a major league. He got bricks, plus his neck and icy, and it matches wrist. Now it's like six total.